Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 20th of October. There has not been a great deal of market reaction to news that Ireland is moving to the highest level of pandemic restriction or that Wales is to go into a nationwide lockdown. These economies are not especially large parts of the global economy, but to overlook these restrictions would be unwise. These two economies now take on the role of test cases for virus control, with three issues that financial markets need to pay attention to. The first issue is how effective the restrictions are in containing rising levels of the virus. If Ireland and Wales are seen to be effective in reducing their caseloads, then other larger economies may choose to mirror their actions in the future. The second related issue is how well the lockdown is complied with. As fear of the virus has fallen, there is a risk that compliance with more restrictions may also decline. The fact that these lockdowns are for a specific period of time may limit that, but for lockdowns to work, there does need to be cooperation from the general public. Again, this may have a bearing on decisions taken by other economies in the future. The third issue is the economic impact. Clearly, there is an economic impact from restrictions as significant as those of Wales, for example. The levels of fiscal support are likely to be less than in the previous lockdown. However, people have also had far longer to adapt to the new way of doing business, and some people will be able to work efficiently more quickly than was the case earlier in the year. Elsewhere, the economy is not offering a great deal of distraction today. German producer price inflation is due for September, and as ever, offers a better indication of corporate pricing power than does consumer price inflation. Companies sell to other companies, not to the consumer, as a general rule. There are housing starts numbers from the United States, but these are not likely to be much of a focus. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.